Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Explore the essence of Imbolc with me and how to bring the spirit of renewal and spring into your life this February. Imbolc is a festival heralding the arrival of spring in Celtic tradition. And on the show this week, I'm highlighting the heart of Imbolc's traditions, from candle lighting to crafting brigids, crosses. And I'll be seeking out how to develop inner resilience through the fresh eyes of Imbolc's introspection and growth. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. If this is your first time listening in, you're very welcome. And if it's not your first time, I'm thrilled that you're spending some more time with me today. As we're quickly getting closer to Imbolc, I wanted to share why it's one of my favourite festivals. Imbolc marks the start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a great time to dust off your altar candles for lighting, get ready for some spring cleaning, that's home, body, mind and spirit too, and think about, well, planting seeds, both in your garden and within yourself. Seeds that with a bit of nurturing will grow and flourish. At Imbolc, you can celebrate by surrounding yourself with things that remind you of new beginnings and the potential for growth. It's all about embracing the fresh start that Imbolc offers. Imbolc is one of the festivals in the Celtic Wheel of the Year. The Celtic Wheel of the Year is a calendar used by pagans and Wiccans that marks the changing seasons and agricultural cycles. The Wheel of the Year follows eight separate festivals, roughly 6 to 8 weeks apart. There's two solstices, two equinoxes, and four seasonal festivals. So the solstices are Yule and Lytha, the equinoxes are Ostara and Mabon, and the four seasonal festivals are Samhain, Imbolc, Beltane and Lunasar. Now, I'm not a Wiccan or a pagan. However, I'm an avid vegetable gardener, and so I celebrate these festivals and the Wheel of the Year despite not being part of any particular kind of group. I'm a child of nature, and that's where my association with these festivals comes in. Why not join in if you're not taking part already? This is what the show is about today. I'm tempting you to dip a toe in the water and think about how you might celebrate the birth of spring. If you're looking for ways to reconnect with older traditions, then why not bring the Wheel of the Year into your life and celebrate as you go? It's a fabulous way of doing it. Imbolc is celebrated on the 1st and 2nd of February. It's a festival that marks the midway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It heralds the beginning of spring. It represents a time of awakening and renewal, as it's the first signs of spring starting to emerge from the cold winter around you. And that's what we're looking for. What are the signs? Are the buds starting to appear on the branches? Perhaps the early spring flowers are starting to shoot up through the ground. Imbolc's an ancient festival with its roots in pagan traditions, particularly Celtic traditions, and it was originally associated with a goddess called Brigid. She was later Christianized, I would say, as a saint, Saint Brigid of Kildare. And Brigid is the goddess of fire, healing, poetry, smithcraft, symbolizing the awakening of the earth. And it's a time, Imbolc is, for purification and cleansing after a long winter. Traditional celebrations then. They involve lighting candles, as Imbolc represents the return of the light. Lighting candles is a common practice for those celebrating. Candles are associated, let's say, with this particular celebration. And the candles are symbolic of the sun, growing strength and the lengthening of the days. Of course, I mentioned earlier in the show about Brigid's crosses. These were crosses that were crafted from reeds or straw. And the crosses were thought to protect homes from harm. And so they were often hung above doorways. They're called Brigid's crosses. Perhaps you would like to make a Brigid's cross. Spring cleaning. My mum used to spring clean around about this time every year. A ritualistic cleaning, perhaps, or just a thorough going over. Maybe it's dusting off all of the old cobwebs and making sure that you're able to welcome the new season's energy in. Makes a lot of sense energetically that we want to clear away stagnation in order for fresh, bright, vital new energy to be able to come into our living spaces and ourselves. Planting seeds, this is one I love, and that symbolises many new beginnings of growth. I was going through my seed library. I've got 310 different packs of vegetable seeds. Can you believe it? That's a happy place for me. So planting some of those seeds is a way of really engaging quite physically with the spirit of renewal. I'm going to be starting my seeds next weekend. As with many pagan festivals, preparing food that really honours the season is part of the celebration. And I am meeting up with family this weekend, just before Imbolc, in order to have a celebration. We're going to be having dairy products, seeds, root vegetables, anything that represents spring to us. Doesn't sound very appetising, but it is going to be delicious. Each person will bring a bowl of something that they feel represents Imbolc, and we'll bring decorations for the table and of course candles. Maybe I should go and pick some daffodils from the garden. It's a bit early for me. I might have to nip to one of the florists or supermarkets to pick those up. But really it's about putting them in a small vase and using them as a symbolic centrepiece of spring for the table. Finding a snowdrop. Snowdrops are actually my favourite flower. Finding a snowdrop blooming during Imbolc is often seen as a sign of good fortune, and I will definitely be looking in my garden. I have whole drifts of snowdrops growing underneath a beautiful buddleia that I planted many years ago. If you have a sacred or holy well near you, near where you live, perhaps you could pay it a visit. That's an Imbolc tradition as well. After all, holy water has been a symbol of healing and renewal and cleansing for thousands of years. To me, Imbolc is really also a time for introspection, a time to be honest with myself. Now, I don't set New Year's resolutions, as to me that implies there is something fundamentally about myself that I want to change, that I feel is lacking. Well, at Imbolc, it feels a bit different. I consider what I would have loved to have done last year, but that I somehow didn't get around to doing. And I search into my core to find what it is that I could do or learn or create in order to evolve and grow and to build a greater sense of my inner resilience. This is key. What is it that I can set an intention to achieve, I ask, that I would love for myself in the year ahead? What a lovely way of celebrating in bulk. This year, I've chosen to create a pleasant life, an easeful life, make my home a place of calm and joy, and then invite those I really care about the most to spend more time with me. Last year was a real adventure for me in many ways. I travelled to Asia for the first time around about this time last year, and I loved it so much that I ended up in the autumn going back. But what I didn't do last year was spend enough time with the people I care about the most. And so this year, I feel my wanderlust has tempered right down, and it's all about nurturing and nourishment of my soul, and it's about creating a more easeful and simple and pleasant feeling life, and it's about spending time with people I care about the most. I'm allowing myself to take long, deep breaths for the next little while. I'm not putting any pressure on myself at all to do or to be anything more than feels pleasant. It will build my strength, my inner resilience too, and it will bring me into balance. Lovely. So in bulk sorted. In bulk for me this year will be a celebration of the commencement of a time for nurturing new ideas and plans. Bit like nurturing the seeds that I'm going to start off in the greenhouse next weekend. So this festival, it encourages focusing on personal growth, clearing out the old limiting patterns and beliefs to make room for new ones, new empowering ones. So dedicate this period to yourself. Be creative with this. Perhaps you'd like to gather with a community or do what I do, which is to reflect in solitude on the changes you'd like to manifest with the coming of spring. Use the next 6 to 8 weeks to really focus on this. You can't get it wrong. Whatever you choose, in bulk represents a hopeful and optimistic time, reminding us of the resilience of life and the warmth of light that follow even the coldest and darkest of seasons. As in bulk awakens the earth, I welcome renewal and fresh beginnings into my heart.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Explore the essence of in bulk with me and how to bring the spirit of renewal and spring into your life this February. In bulk's a festival and it heralds the arrival of spring in Celtic tradition. And on the show this week, I'm highlighting the heart of in bulk's traditions, from candle lighting to crafting brigid's crosses. And I'll be seeking out how to develop inner resilience through the fresh eyes of in bulk's introspection and growth with you. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist, and this is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. It's the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a great time to dust off your altar candles for lighting, to get ready for some spring cleaning. That's what I'm going to be doing. But mostly I'm thinking about the seeds I want to plant, both in my garden and within myself. And I'd encourage you to do the same. It's all about embracing the fresh start that in bulk offers. Lisa Thiel, a singer-songwriter known for her spiritual and ritualistic music, she wrote a song about in bulk, and though I'm not going to play it on my show today, I wanted to highlight some of the lyrics. Her lyrics often reflect themes of nature and the divine feminine and pagan festivals, and it includes the following lines. Blessed Brigid, burning bright, lead us from the darkest night. Triple goddess of new life, shine your flame on us tonight. Persephone, in your flight, guide us from the darkest night. Triple goddess of new light, shine your flame on us tonight. While this song captures the essence of in bulk and is well known within communities that celebrate the festival, in the lyrics she mentions two things. The lyrics include lots of references to light, and that can be the sun that's coming back, that's the daylight that's increasing, and the candles. But she also references the triple goddess, and the triple goddess is viewed as a symbol of the entire cycle of life and the sacredness of each of life's phases. It encompasses the feminine experience, celebrating the different stages of life and wisdom that comes with each. The three aspects of the triple goddess are known as the maiden, the mother, and the crone, and each embodies distinct attributes and stages of life. Imbolc is the maiden. It's all about the maiden in the triple goddess, and it symbolizes the youth and new beginnings and the promise of new life. Themes that resonate really strongly with this season, this Imbolc festival. As the earth starts to thaw and the first signs of spring appear here in the Northern Hemisphere, the maiden appears, and she represents the fresh energy and the potential that this time of the year brings. The festival celebrates the reawakening of the earth, much like the maiden symbolizes the emergence and potential of new life. Associated with youth, new beginnings, a waxing moon, the maiden represents purity and discovery and the excitement of early life. And she's often depicted, if you were to see her in illustrations, as a young, vibrant woman full of potential and unexplored possibilities. So the maiden aligns with Imbolc perfectly. Imbolc is associated with the goddess Brigid, a figure in Irish mythology who later became a Christian saint. And Brigid embodies many of the qualities of the maiden: youth, vitality, and the promise of new beginnings. She's the goddess of the forge, of healing, of poetry, and of childbirth, all areas that involve creation and transformation. And the lighting of candles and fires during Imbolc is actually in tribute to Brigid, the maiden, and her embodiment of the light returning after winter. Imbolc is a time of purity and cleaning. It's a time traditionally seen for purification and cleansing, and a time for personal renewals and setting intentions. I hope that I'm inspiring you today. I would dearly love it if you would join in with all the fresh new beginnings that Imbolc has to offer you. Beyond the celebration of Imbolc, there is also an opportunity for reflection, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit, if I may. You see, the Imbolc potential brings us a unique opportunity, if we would like to take it, for self-reflection and growth. From what I can see on the universal energy grids at the moment, the infinite grids which all of us are associated with, I feel that it's time for every person to awaken more of their inner resilience. It's much like nature slowly reawakening around us. What is it that is your seed? What is it that is your potential that you may be hiding under the surface of the ground? What is the strength inside of you that perhaps needs to be identified and then nurtured so it can grow? You will find these answers inside of you if you use the energies of Imbolc as an opportunity to find them. So take a little bit of time, assess and understand your inner strengths. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to be brilliant at everything. But what is it that you can bring to the table? What is it that the seed inside of you could flourish and grow into? There are areas of growth inside of you that will empower you. And when you find out what that empowerment is, you then find you will be able to access inner resilience. It's a kind of inner preparedness, and it will make you adaptable and flexible and able to withstand, take on, and flourish in any situation or circumstance. that you find yourself in. It's one of your natural gifts. It's a gift that you have been bestowed. Look inside yourself and say, where are my seeds? Okay, what are the seeds within me that I have been gifted, that if I could nurture and grow these, would be of such benefit to me and perhaps to others as well? This isn't about finding something in yourself that's lacking. No, no, no. That's not at all what I'm talking about. This is about focusing and finding something inside of you that wants to burst into flower if given half a chance. Dig deep. What's the seed that you want to flourish and nurture? So the essence of Imbolc lies in understanding the value of sowing something new. And the value that will become a true and meaningful flower, a blossom, a fruit for you in your life. It's something that doesn't need to hurry or be rushed, something easeful that takes the time it takes for gradual growth and perseverance to become something worthy of the unfoldment. I'm a passionate vegetable gardener. It's why I'm using all of these garden references. I know that seeds take time to sprout and vegetable plants take time to grow and then even more time to flourish and fruit. But I'm happy to wait because I know that there is bounty there. Our journey towards building inner resilience is a gradual process in the same way. You can't just say, I'm going to be a new person and suddenly you are. You can create an intention to move yourself towards that newness. But actually, it's much more easeful and much more rewarding if you can turn it into a gradual process. It's a daily process, it's an hourly process, it's a process that is in flow every minute. And it's about giving yourself the space to learn or to heal or to discover and then to strengthen from within. I feel that with all the uncertainty around us all the time and so many mixed messages that instill an anxiety in us, introspection and connection with our authentic, adaptable, resilient, independent inner self is going to be really empowering. I think this is why I've chosen that I'm going to dedicate 2024 to building a pleasant life, a life that feels rich and full and involves little more than really embracing all the seasonality of it and bringing the people I love and the things I love into that seasonality. I know life's going to bring challenges and setbacks. Of course it will. I feel that inner resilience equips you to navigate those challenges and setbacks. It'll allow you to recover from setbacks more quickly as well and to maintain your mental and emotional well-being. And I think that's so important, don't you? When you're resilient, you'll be able to adapt to changing circumstances and uncertainties in life. You won't be able to control what happens sometimes. You might not be pre-prepared in the face of uncertainty, but you will have a depth to you into which you can go in order to be resilient and find whatever you need. If you have inner strength and adaptability in a world that's constantly evolving and presenting new challenges, you will inevitably be resilient.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Just before I end today, I'd like to run through the festivals of the Wheel of the Year, just in case that you're not familiar with them. You might like to, if you want, make a note of these. I'm sure if you typed the Wheel of the Year into the search engine and looked under images, you're going to find lots and lots of representations of this. So here we go then. Yule, the winter solstice around December the 21st. This is the shortest day of the year. and it's celebrated as a rebirth of the sun. Celebrations might include lighting candles or creating a Yule log, edible or otherwise, and decorating your house with evergreens and sharing a festival meal together. Imbolc, February the 1st and the 2nd, is a festival that marks the beginning of spring. Its celebration often involves lighting candles as well, but also now we're into spring cleaning and preparing and planting seeds as a symbol of new life and growth ahead of us. After Imbolc, we arrive at Ostara, the spring equinox around March the 21st. Ostara is the celebration of the spring equinox. It's a time of balance when day and night are equal, and it heralds the arrival, the true arrival of spring, fertility and renewal here in the Northern Hemisphere. Customs include decorating eggs, which of course are a symbol of fertility and new life, planting seeds, yes, you can never plant enough of those, and welcoming the new growth of spring. Like Imbolc, it's also a time for new beginnings, setting intentions and embracing fresh starts. Then there's Beltane, April the 30th to May the 1st. Beltane's a fire festival and it celebrates the peak of spring and the coming of the summer. It is associated with fertility, vitality, and the union of the goddess and the god. Traditions include dancing around maypoles, lighting bonfires, hand fastings, their traditional forms of marriage. And it's a really joyous festival celebrating life and love and fertility of the earth. Then, after Beltane, we come to Lifa, the summer solstice. Around June the 21st, it's the longest day of the year and it celebrates the sun at its peak. And those celebrations may include sun-themed rituals and picnics out in nature. And, of course, those ubiquitous bonfires. Lunasar, or also known as Lammas in August, is a harvest festival, August the 1st, celebrating the first fruits of the harvest coming in, particularly the grains. Celebrations involved baking bread, that's where the word Lammas came from, feasts and giving thanks for the abundance of the earth. Then we're at the autumn equinox, September the 21st and Mabon. It's a time of balance and gratitude and reflection and celebrating the second harvest home. Traditions include preparing autumnal foods, setting up altars and feasting. And it's a time for reflection and remembering the past seasons, summers, spring, and all of the harvests that are now safely in preparation for the dark nights and winter ahead. And then after Samhain, the end of the harvest home, we come back to Yule again. Yule, the winter solstice, around December the 21st, and the wheel starts spinning on its axis. Each festival in the Wheel of the Year is deeply, deeply rooted in the cycles of nature. It reflects the changing seasons of the agricultural year, really. They offer an opportunity to connect with natural rhythms and to celebrate the ebb and flow of the cycle of life. Imbolc marks the start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a time to dust off your altar candles, get ready for some spring cleaning, that's your home, body, mind and spirit too, and think about planting seeds in your garden and within yourself, seeds that are going to offer a bit of nurturing that will grow and flourish inside of you and burst forth from you in order to create inner resilience. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing and it's magical and it's mysterious. And there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.